Well, in its latest report, Amnesty International has lashed out at Saudi Arabia for what it describes as the dire human rights situation in the Arab Kingdom. The prominent rights group says Riyadh has failed on every count to live up to its promises to address that situation. More in this report.
Unfulfilled promises. That's Amnesty International's new report on human rights record in Saudi Arabia and the ongoing crackdown on dissidents.
Saudi Arabia's previous promises to the UN have been proven to be nothing but hot air. It relies on its political and economic clout to deter the international community from criticizing its dire human rights record.
The report details a number of rights violations that have taken place in the kingdom. They include torture and ill treatment, executions based on summary trials, obtaining confessions under duress, as well as discrimination against minority groups, especially the Shia community in Eastern Province. The report says the Shia have been subjected to arbitrary arrests, detentions and travel bans for attending anti-government demonstrations, abuse of migrant workers and finally systematic discrimination against Saudi women by law and in day-to-day life have also been highlighted in the report. According to Amnesty, most of those violations, which have increased over the past 4 years, are taking place under the banner of security or counter-terrorism measures. Amnesty's report comes right on the heels of two recent events. A non-permanent seat at the United Nations Security Council was offered to the kingdom just last week, despite previous reports on Saudi Arabia's poor rights records. Meanwhile, the U.S. Defense Department, the Pentagon, has given Congress details of new arms deals worth nearly $7 billion. It includes long-range missiles, bunker buster bombs, F-16 fighter jets and other munitions and equipment. Analysts say the deal is no surprise considering the U.S.-Saudi ties.
And today you have a very firm alliance between the United States and Saudi Arabia against Iran, of course, against Syria, and against almost everybody in the region except Israel.
They also say U.S.'s unwillingness to hold Saudi Arabia accountable for the 9/11 attacks is another example of the two allies' strong bonds.
It's not surprising that the United States, the ruling circles here, as well as the British, will give them a free hand on terrorism, will give them a pass.
The U.S. Congress now has 30 days to review the proposed arms sales to one of the last absolute monarchies on the face of the earth. What remains to be seen is whether or not American lawmakers will consider the kingdom's human rights record when they discuss weapon sales to Saudi Arabia.